So just got the email from Soko. He's not joining today, so I think we start.
Okay, good.
Yeah, and so we have agenda. I want to start with a short summary of top issues of the current voting system. It's about the document I sent to the list. I hope you had time to have a look at it. So at the moment, I summarized like seven things that came to my mind. And I hope that we will add some more or just maybe dismiss some of these which are currently on the list. So first of all, the current system is very, very inefficient, and it requires a lot of actually unnecessary work from the secretariat. So we must change something, because there are more and more members on the CCNA, so it's quite obvious that the system will get more and more inefficient. Ballot processing and counting is mostly manually done by our elections manager, which is Gabriela. And, well, I know that she does her work perfectly well, but, again, it takes a lot of time, and, it may cause errors since the processing is mostly manual. Another thing, I think in our days we must provide very high level of transparency, so people must be able, first of all, to ensure that their vote has been counted, and secondly, that their vote has been counted correctly. And our current system does not provide any of this. About scaling, I already told about that. So the more members we have, the harder it's going to process the votes and initiate this voting. Unfortunately, many people still do not understand that there is a big difference between, maybe not big, but there is a difference between IANA database and data they have in IANA database and CCNSO database. When they change data in IANA database, for example, they change the administrative contact, they kind of expect that these changes will reflect in CCNSO primary contacts database automatically, which does not happen, and they do not care to. They don't know that they must change data for CCNSO. So, and there is no easy way, no automatic tool, okay, not automatic, but no online tool for people to log in, for example, and check who are their primary contacts and what's going on. Again, just like talking about transparency issue, currently no one can check what happened before, how they voted. So there's no archive of previous votings and elections. Since many people do not get their emails, for example, they get stuck in spam filters, or they just do not receive them. Maybe they have like thousands of emails and they miss the right one. Whatever the reason, Gabby must quite often must resend the ballots and she also must let people to vote via email. So this mixed usage of ballots and email voting, it's just not good for the overall system. So that's a very short summary from my side. First of all, what do you think about these issues? Are they issues, or maybe they are not issues? They just
Katrina, can I just clarify one? Just clarify one thing. It's number 3. Yeah, number 3, and the archiving number 6. The thing is that if everything would work perfectly fine, this would actually be provided, because the ballots have a number, and once the votes are, once the voting is ended, In a perfect world, all our, you know, then I could publish the list of what number voted for whom. So that mm-hmm. would actually, the system actually does provide a system to control it. But since we do have this mixed system always, mm-hmm. because and I think the major problem is that we have a problem with the primary contact. Then we have never, it hasn't been of any use to publish that because I have to, acknowledge so many directors. So it the system does actually provide it, but we cannot use it.
Well, that's because of this email voting, right?
Yes, exactly.
But you can manually assign this email vote to the initially sent ballot.
No, I can't. It has nothing to do. I don't even see the. I don't know what number is sent out. That's some kind of automatically generated something.
Okay, so you have no idea what the number of the ballot is.
No idea. And I mean, it doesn't make sense because the one who votes needs to know their number to be able to check if their number.
Yes,
so
that's true. So. Probably should reshuffle this list and put the problem with primary contact and this mixed use of ballots a bit higher on the list, even though they are not in any priority here. So, okay, what about others? Any comments, any other ideas, any other problems with the voting elections process?
Well, I think for me, one thing that is worth debating is whether or not you need to have half the CCTLDs in the region voting. I mean, in the early days when there were not many of us, it probably was quite important. But now it seems like there's a lot of members who just don't care. I mean, they're members for other reasons rather than
mm-hmm,
voting.
Mm-hmm.
So this having to get a threshold of half the CCTLDs to vote, I think might be a thing of the past. Yeah, like in our region, we've got over 40 CCTLDs, and even getting, I think, the 21 or 22 who voted in the last election, despite the fact they had a classic East versus West election, we still had to ring, email, cajole, and stir people up. So I think we're big enough now that we could actually go to a simple trespass.
Yes, I agree with you, but that's this additional issue that we identify and we present to the council as, problems which require more in-depth study, because this is said in the bylaws.
Yes.
Yeah, to change that, we need to change the bylaws, basically. But now, which is an issue, definitely. But and we will reflect that in the other document we sent to the council for this deeper analysis. But now about the voting itself. And actually, the next issue is that we must talk about the tool to give to our members just to make sure that the voting is made easier for them, and they don't get they don't lose their emails so often, and this ballot thing, which all the things that we can change without changing the bylaws. I have noted this half voting, half of votes necessary for elections to be legitimate, but now we must concentrate on our task about voting. Sorry, Yangam, I interrupted you.
No, sorry. It's perfectly okay. That's actually what I was going to suggest, that we should come up with a list of things that do not involve bylaws change, that basically have to do with the voting process and the voting mm-hmm. mechanism. And that's what I thought this group was chartered to do. But at our previous meeting, it was suggested that we discuss or at least raise issues that may involve bylaw changes and things like regions, division of regions, for example, was mentioned. So I wanted to suggest that we kind of divide the issues into two.
Yeah, we will divide them into two, but we will also give our view on issues that do imply changes in the bylaws. But now, currently, at this moment, looking at this list of issues with the current process, we should definitely think about two different documents. Now I'd like to concentrate on this one, which is about things we can change without changing the bylaws. So any other ideas about this particular part?
Well, I actually had a question. What is the percentage of the CCs that have voted in the past? Like, for example, it was just mentioned that AP had like 20-some out of the 40.
To have a valid vote, it has to be 50% plus one. So, and in most of the cases, we just made it very rare that we actually have many more. So it's I would say just 51%, wow. and that's when we're really really reaching out, and we use regional contacts and the regional liaisons and whatever. We really do every regional organizations. Everyone, we really try to encourage that, and yet we only just reach the barrier. Mm-hmm. So it is an issue. I think, Keith, yes, you're right. But again, as Katrina says, we need to discuss the other issues first that we can fix without changing the bylaws.
Sure.
This is Bart. I think the majority rule, so I'm just checking the bylaws. The majority rule is not so much a thing of the bylaws as it is, say, from the rules and guidelines of the CCNSO itself. And they can be changed without bylaws. I think what is useful is that, say, this group already start to identify issues. Then the next question is, what needs to change to resolve these issues?
Mm-hmm.
Because that is an easier way. Say, geographic regions, that's clear. That's a bylaw.
Yes, yes.
But there is already a process ongoing regarding the geographic regions. So I think at this stage what is good, say, if you look at what you've done already, say this is particularly for the voting system itself.
Yes.
No, I was just asking about the geographic regions. I know there's work going on there, but will that actually help us? I mean, on how we, and from a voting perspective.
Yes and no. Look, if you identify it as an issue, that will change the views of the CCNSO regarding the geographic regions. So it has to be provided as input to the geographic regions working group, because that's the fundamental issue. Does the CCNSO still need the geographic regions? And that's a far broader discussion than just the voting mechanism. Say the voting reflects that sense.
Yes, it does.
So it's going back to, say, I think, Keith, it's your idea. You first talk about the principles and raise the topics about the principles, and at the end of the day, the voting system should reflect those principles.
That's true, yes.
So if you find issues and they go back to the principles, then these should be raised. Now, that's the long-term issue. The short-term issue...
There are certain really urgent issues that we must at least try to identify and solve.
And one of them is, and that came up, say, over the last council elections, is the voting system itself as it's used today. Because if you would go down the path of changing everything, That will take at least a year, and in the meantime, we will have one or a couple of votings where the voting system will be used. Because the voting system is not just relevant for the council election, it's also relevant for other votings. For example, and this is, say, this is self-interest, I know, but upcoming, the voting of the members on the PDP. And so whatever we can, so I suggest that, say, that we focus on, say, the different levels, say, as you've done within your document, it's very clear, this is, these are the shortcomings of the current tool we use with regard to voting. And say that's probably the end of the whole process, but you need to have it, and we still use it. The second thing is the election guidelines. There are some shortcomings within the election guidelines, and if you identify them and the underlying principles, if this group identifies them, then it's probably fairly easy for everybody, and I can do it probably within 2 hours, to link them with the specific documents, underlying documents, and that will produce something as an overview what needs to be changed. And where there is already discussion ongoing. So I think that makes the discussion a bit more structured.
Okay, good suggestion.
So maybe I think the first question, because you raised this one right now, is do people on the call see any other issues with regard to the voting system?
Now, I liked your word shortcomings. So are there any shortcomings of the current system? Any other apart those which are already listed?
No, I think...
I think the list is very...
Sorry, Youngham?
I agree with Keith. I agree with Keith. I think we were saying the same thing.
And what did you say? Because I didn't say that.
I believe the list currently is a fairly comprehensive list of the current shortcomings.
Okay, so in that sense, it's fairly easy based on this one that we can move forward and try to see if this can be improved, say, either with the current voting system, or we need to do, say, we need to look for another tool. Yes?
You mean a voting tool, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that is one of the crucial things.
Yeah.
And I will actually, because you might remember that Katrina sent out a document on how she thinks the voting tool itself could be improved. Katrina, maybe you just, I don't know if you know it by heart, but the basic principle of what we wanted to change was to somehow put the responsibility of how to check the primary contacts to vote into the hands of the members, because right now it's us.
So, if there are no more ideas how to, what shortcomings of the current system are, so we can move to the next topic. So, about this tool, how could to change the tool? So the current system has a lot of shortcomings, and so we just must give some tool to the members to improve the situation. So one of the ideas is to create an online tool for every CCNSO member, where they can see what they have. Of course, the tool itself could be a really very sophisticated one, but at least to solve some immediate problems, we need some place where people can see their primary contacts and initiate the change. And we also need a process to remind them to do that. For example, there's a trusted introducer database where all certs, many certs around the world are listed. And this tool is used the way that, every time when you need a certain team in a certain country, you can open this database and see the actual data of the team. And so to ensure that these data are actually very, actual ones, so the tool automatically sends reminders every 3 or 4 months, I don't remember, requesting the members to check their data and update if necessary. So this is one of the ways we could actually move well, you can do it once a year, of course, just before any voting or elections or whatever, but probably could do it twice a year, just remind people. So these are the current contacts, your current primary contact in the database. If it's not correct, please send us updated information, or you can just log in into the tool and see and initiate the change or edit your data yourself. So that would solve at least one problem. It's one problem with the primary contact. Then we could use the tool to even further and just, for example, we can help voting using this tool. Of course, it needs development of this tool, and that's why Gabriela contacted ICANN technical department and asked about possibilities. How do they see? Is it possible for them to develop the tool, or we must look into other possible options? For example, maybe we could talk to with the CCNSO members who have very strong development teams, and they could help us to develop this tool. That's one of the proposals or possible ways to get something that can be used by everyone and could benefit everyone. So, Gabby, could you give once again update about your discussions with ICANN staff?
Yeah, well, I contacted them, and based on what Katrina had identified and sent to the list earlier, so I said what our main criteria would be and so on, and then I had a call with them, and they basically said, no, we cannot do this, it's impossible, it's not secure, and we will not do it this way. And basically the outcome was that, first of all, we will go back to this group and see what you think, what the requirements you think should be, if you agree still that we should remain with what we think is good, and try to push that towards ICANN. And secondly, they were going to check how much access the members could get to our database to go in and change their own data. They haven't come back to me about that, so I will contact them and see what's going on there. And also we said that once we know what the group wants, because this was before we actually started with our call, we will set up another call with the tech department and see if we can find a solution together.
Okay, thank you.
Yes. I have a question, Gabby. Is this the election system that we use? Is this the one being used by ICANN, the rest of the groups in ICANN?
Yes.
And they're conducting an election?
Sorry?
And they're not experiencing similar problems as VR?
No, I spoke to Glenn from the GNSO secretariat because I wanted to know, and she didn't experience any problems at all, so she was surprised. But, I mean, the dynamics of that group is a bit different because the voting is extremely important for them, and I think they really care about having their things right. So I think the level of interest perhaps in that group towards the voting are just, you know, it's just different.
Sure.
So it works fine for them.
And if I'm not mistaken, the number of members they have is not so high as in CCNSO, right?
Actually, the number of people voting there are even higher, I think, because they have all these different groups and subgroups. Because I thought that too, but they have all these, unless I misunderstood something, but they have you know, all these constituencies and members. I don't really know how it works, but I have the impression that actually even it's about the same or even more. But it works fine. But it's, again, I think it's because they have a it's a different thing for them to vote.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, they have things like the ICANN authorised registrars, and there's over 1,000 in that group, and I'm sure every single one of them will have their database entry right up to date and will want to.
And I don't think they actually have this majority quorum rule that we do, if I remember correctly. So
it's for them, it's the 70% rule, for instance, is very important.
Oh, okay.
In some cases.
Mm-hmm. Well, but whatever, we do have problems that we must address.
Yeah.
And I also had another question with regard to what Katrina was suggesting, letting the CCs go into the database and change the contact thing. Isn't that something that is very a very sensitive issue?
It is. I would be interested to see how ICANN would resolve that, because they said that would be good and secure, and I don't know. And they didn't really brief me about how that would actually work, but they seem to think that was a much better idea than what we have. So,
yeah, there are several possible ways to ensure that. Okay, first of all, you can just let them to change anything. Second is that they can initiate change, propose changes. For example, they click on edit, they enter new information, submit it, and actually secretariat receives it, reviews it, if necessary, make sure that the data are correct. And well, there are several possible ways to. It doesn't mean that they just log in, change data, and everything goes that automatically updates database. You can have several procedures in place to make sure that these data are accurate.
Right.
So, any other ideas about the tool? So the main idea, do you think that the tool must be implemented and really help us to address at least some of the problems?
Yeah, definitely.
Or put another way, are there some problems that we have raised that cannot be resolved by using the current system?
Well, it depends on how sophisticated the tool is going to be. Of course, we could start with some basic needs and then develop a tool further.
Maybe
my comment wasn't about the development of a new tool. My comment was about the current tool. Are there issues? I think we need to resolve that before we start talking about developing a new tool, because if the problem can be solved by changing something in the current tool, then we can just do that.
Well, at the moment we do not have any tool for CCNSO members to see their primary contact, if I'm not mistaken.
No, it's not. There's no way to check that.
So we do not have anything. Yeah.
Katrina and others, if you look at the list of issues, what do you think is the order of priority to resolve them?
Yes, they are not put in any priority at the moment.
But it's assume that we can resolve some of them, and we can't resolve others, say within a reasonable time frame or a short time frame. Which one needs to be resolved in order to move forward?
Hello? Did someone just join?
Hi, it's Keith. I just got disconnected and rejoined.
All right, you rejoined.
My cell phone's going flat too. I'm on the road, so I'll probably only be with you another 5 minutes.
Okay. Not all...
Let's have Keith talk. I think we should give Keith the time to talk.
Yeah, okay, very good. So, Keith.
No, I've got nothing.
I mean, we were just talking about the seven issues that Katrina had summarized, and to try to identify what issues are the most urgent.
And need to be resolved anyway.
Yeah, need to be resolved to in order to move forward. So, Keith, any immediate ideas?
Well, I was rating them all about the same level of urgency anyway.
That's true, but I think that in any case we must solve the issue with primary contact.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, yeah. No, and I like your idea of the. Yeah, I like your schematic of the structure of a proper working tool to make that happen. So, no argument from me on that score.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we'll...
That definitely needs to be resolved in order to move forward because...
Yeah.
Yeah. And then say, if that's the case, then the rest is, say, Gabi, how much time do you spend on checking?
On checking primary contact?
No. Say, with counting votes, et cetera.
It's hard to say because it's, you know, as they drop in... it's impossible for me to estimate it. It's not much. I mean, it's just I'm just ticking off every time I get a vote. I'm just noting it, and it doesn't take much time. It's just more that it's, as Katrina says, the human factor that I can make a mistake. And even I would feel better if I could somehow prove to the world that I have counted it correctly, because in a way people just need to trust me, and maybe they don't, and it would be feel better if I could somehow.
No, we do trust you.
You see, it's more a matter of say improving the accountability of that system and make it clear that it works. So that could be even done procedurally without using the tool itself adjusting. But the primary contact issue is a major, major one.
And I can just add, I mean, if you saw a few days ago, I sent out an email to the list encouraging people to check their primary contacts. And I think we had maybe 4 or 5 only reactions on that, and all of them had their primary contacts right. So I don't think those who checked, they were right anyway. So I don't think they'd actually reached those who really needed it. So, and I can tell you, for instance, for 1.5 months, I've been in touch with a person from a registry. He wants to update the primary contact, but there's a special procedure on how to do it, and he hasn't done it. And I think for at least 1.5 months or even more, I've been constantly emailing him about once a week, please can you do it this way, and please can you, I don't know where the problem is, but I know that he should be the primary contact, but he hasn't followed our procedures to update it, because we have our procedures how you can ask for an update as well. So it's the primary contact issue is really a mess.
Okay, so... let's proceed this way. So first of all, I will try to put some priorities to these currently identified shortcomings. Then there, as far as now I can see, we have several additional documents to study. I'll go once more through guidelines, and now I think we also must check procedures of how to change this primary contact. I think we should start thinking about this tool for primary contact change, and it would be really great to present it in Beijing to the community. I'm not sure we have enough time for that, but okay. Okay, I'll try to summarize it once again and send to the list, hope for any feedback from you. I think we'll have to talk to the ICANN guys again.
Yeah, but once list of priorities, it becomes easier.
I'm not so sure about that. But
it becomes easier. This should be really the focus of the effort. And then it becomes easier to make a choice, I think. But could be me.
Well, prioritizing things is making the choice. Yeah, okay. So thank you very much for joining. Any other business, any other comments, any other ideas what we could do?
Yeah, Katrina, I'm wondering, should we perhaps go ahead with if the working group agrees and set up a time with about the voting tool with the ICANN's tech department so that they can
Yes. But first of all, I'd like to know what is their proposal.
Okay.
And probably I will start developing a proposal from our side as well. So what we need in this. If you could tell me what information you have in this primary contact database.
I will ask them.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So thanks a lot. Anything else?
Katrina, this is Bart.
Yep.
May I suggest that people on the working group members think about or at least do some thinking about what they consider to be the underlying issues. I know you and Keith have been discussing it already, but the others as well, so that could be a start for the next one in preparing, and based on that one we can look into what needs to change, etc., because that will...
Yes, we will move to that definitely, of course, and we must start thinking about it, and we have some basis for that already. That's the second document we must prepare by the meeting in Beijing.
Yep.
And we will prepare it, we'll submit it, present to the council.
If you already start thinking about it, then we can use the next call for discussion of these issues.
We'll see if we can make it in 2 weeks, because the tool is probably more important at the moment. We'll concentrate on the tool, and in parallel we'll work on the document.
Yeah.
Okay, so...
I have one last question. I know that the European election is coming up, and we are not expected to help that process.
No.
You mean the Latin American... It's first the nomination process, and let's see if that will, we're not sure it's actually going to be elections yet. But no, I don't think it's realistic to expect to have something in place if there should be re-election.
No, we won't manage it so quickly, yeah. So Keith, you wanted to say something.
Oh, I'm just really saying that I think we've got plenty of talking points and discussion points for Beijing anyway, haven't we?
Sure.
I think the members will be quite animated already without necessarily proposing solutions. They would probably agree, yes, these are issues, and yes, something has to be done with some urgency. So I think keeping the members on side through the process is pretty important. So I guess we just need to make sure we've got some time scheduled in Beijing for a presentation and discussion.
And have you? Is there a list already of the issues you've identified?
For that one, yes, we have. I summarized it when I sent questions to Leslie, so we have some basis for that. But I haven't sent them to the list yet.
Can you resend it? I've seen it, and send it to say if other members of this group have additional thoughts.
Yes, of course, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'll look into where I can find, know if there is somebody working on it, or which section of the guidelines, bylaws, or rules and guidelines.
Okay. Yeah, very good. Very good proposal. Yeah. And just remembered another question. In Beijing, will we need our group? Will we need a face-to-face meeting?
I think that's over to you, where we're at, but it sounds like it might be a useful point to have some interaction with the ICANN technical folks.
Yeah, now, if they're there, and I know if they're there.
That's probably scheduling some time isn't a bad thing. That's easier to cancel than it is to gather people at
right.
Okay, yeah.
And
okay.
And Katrina, this is this will be part of the council workshop.
Okay. Sorry?
This is part of the council workshop on Sunday morning.
Oh, yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sunday, okay. So if there are no other comments, ideas, suggestions, so thank you very much for joining the call. Next call in 2 weeks, same time, same place. I think we'll have Adobe room. Gabby, can you just organize it? Yeah, okay, thank you very much. So, okay,
see you
in 2 weeks. Thanks a lot for joining.
Okay.
Fruitful discussion. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.